2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
KSL News Time, 4:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First, we're working to learn more about how a 9-year-old boy died in a car this afternoon. American Fork police say the boy somehow got left behind. He wasn't found for 2 hours. Second,
University of Utah Healthcare is temporarily postponing some elective surgeries to make room for the influx of COVID patients. U doctors say the state's positivity rate and hospitalizations are higher than the same point last year. I'm KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt.
Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
That's going to be I-15, where the drive home delays have set in. If you're southbound I-15 in Weber County, those delays will start at the I-84 junction in Riverdale and continue down to Hill Air Force Base. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Pop-up thunderstorms on the southern end of the Wasatch and temperatures in the upper 90s. I'm Kevin Eubank.
97 degrees in Salt Lake City now. KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
Reaction to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi rejecting two Republicans tapped by the Republican leader to sit on a committee investigating the January 6th Capitol attack. Jim Jordan of Ohio and Jim Banks of Indiana. Here's Banks.
This just goes to show how partisan of an exercise we said this was all along. That Nancy Pelosi would take me and Jim Jordan first off of this committee and the rest of us as well by rejecting the first two of us.
But Pelosi didn't reject the other three Republicans Leader McCarthy chose. Her issue is that Banks and Jordan sought to overturn the election results. Senate Republicans rejected an effort to begin debate on an infrastructure plan today, but the president says he's confident of getting a deal. Another wear a mask indoors mandate because of rising COVID hospital numbers in New Orleans, says Mayor LaToya Cantrell.
Over the past couple of days, it's been really sobering and shocking, quite frankly, and alarming.
And Wall Street had another up day. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. The first medal has yet to be awarded in Tokyo at the Olympics, but already the committee is thinking about future locations. Brisbane, Australia was picked for the 2032 Olympics. The president of the Utah Committee for the Games, Fraser Bullock, says our state is eyeing upcoming winter games, yes.
In my mind, it is not if. It is when. And we passed one key, very big milestone, is the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee has selected Salt Lake City and Utah as its future host for the next winter games that it would host here in the United States. And we are focused on either 2030 or 2034.
So Bullock is pretty confident Salt Lake will get some Olympic games, and we should know within the year.
The trick there is that L.A. has 28, and so back-to-back games is a little complicated, so we're navigating through that process. Once we select which games edition we will pursue, then we will enter what's called a dialogue with the IOC. We're at an informal stage right now with the International Olympic Committee, but that would become much more serious, and we can see that that was actually fulfilled today with Brisbane being selected for 2032. So there's activity underway. We're involved in it. We're engaged, and we're pushing forward.
And the president of the Utah Committee for the Games says Salt Lake is the perfect place.
A few years ago, they passed something called Agenda 2020 in the new norm, which is focused on sustainable games utilizing existing venues. We have them all. They're all active. And the other thing that we have that is unique is that they're all within an hour of downtown Salt Lake. Mm-hmm. That just doesn't happen anywhere else in the world. So we are extremely well positioned.
Meantime, in Tokyo, they're struggling with COVID cases. Several athletes have tested positive. Bullock says he doesn't think that they're going to call off the event. There is the possibility that midway through the Olympics, Tokyo could say, never mind. But we'll see. It's 4:49. It's time for Triple Team Traffic. We're brought to you by Zions Bank, your business banking home. Let's see about the trip home, Ricky.
We do have slowdowns waiting for you northbound I-15 in Salt Lake County from just before 2100 south into downtown. Southbound I-15, it is bogged down between 4500 south and 90th south. After that, right back to good speeds. Just a few spots of busy traffic westbound on the 21st South Freeway, but they are scattered between I-215's West Belt and 7200 West. Michelle?
Still looking bogged down 5600 West between California Avenue and the 201 Freeway. Bankator Highway still just a little bit of slowing both directions around the 201 Freeway. Again, as you're going southbound through Taylorsville and South Jordan. And still looking very quiet, I-15 in Utah County. Len?
Northbound I-15 into Davis County. A bit of slowing from downtown to the North Interchange. Then you got stop and go from Hill Field up to 700 South. But the slowing really starts in Kaysville and goes up to the Hill Field Road where it is stop and go all the way to Clearfield. A little bit of slowing on to Sunset from there, and then southbound is stacked up now from Riverdale down to Clearfield. Highway 89 also busy from Uinta and I-84 to 700 south in Clearfield. Bear Lake Raspberry Days, August 5th through 8th. Kick it off with a parade and live music and a weekend of kids' games, golf, and fireworks. Start planning today. Visit bearlake.org. I'm Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
Now, traffic and weather together on the nines, and we have your 7-day forecast with Kevin Eubank.
Thanks a lot, Jeff. Partly cloudy skies, pop-up thunderstorms on the southern end of the Wasatch Front and then into central and southern Utah. Tonight, a slight chance of those storms reaching Salt Lake with a low of 75. 99 partly cloudy and a continued threat for a few pop-up thunderstorms on Thursday. A pattern shift happens for the weekend. We're actually going to start bringing back in some smoke. Temperatures back up to near 100 degrees under partly cloudy skies. Our thunderstorms will temporarily take a break, but they'll be back for the first to middle of next week. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
Ugh, the smoke is coming back. It's 97 degrees now. Partly cloudy. Doesn't look smoky at all. It's 4:52.
Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio. Missing teeth and dentures come with all kinds of inconveniences. There's pain and discomfort from ill-fitting appliances, the messy glue, and an occasional embarrassing moment that you really don't need. All that can be fixed in one day at Stubbs Dental. You can toss your dentures and have a full set of functioning, permanent teeth that will take your life, your health, and your smile to a whole new place. Feel confident and love your smile once again with dental implants from Stubbs Dental. Stubbs Dental has an expert team of doctors and oral surgeons with the experience and skills you've been searching for. Right now, get 20% off your same-day smile or all-on-4 procedure and a complimentary, no-obligation consultation. Stubbs Dental will change your life permanently. To find out more about your same-day smile or all-on-4 dental implant procedure and locations, visit StubbsDental.com or call 385-337-4936. That's 385-337-4936.
UCCU makes it easy to open a home equity line of credit with no closing costs, and they're doing it faster than ever before.
And there are so many wonderful things about opening a home equity line of credit or HELOC at UCCU. The first thing is, for a limited time, UCCU is offering HELOCs with an introductory rate of less than 1%, 0.99% APR for 6 months, and just 3.5% variable thereafter.
And right now, UCCU will deliver your HELOC in record time with an electronic appraisal that can determine the current value of your home instantly and, most importantly, accurately.
This new appraisal system at UCCU delivers this home appraisal faster than ever before. It's a big advantage in this busy housing market where scheduling an appraisal can take a long time.
And by the way, if you already have a HELOC, just bring it to UCCU for a larger credit limit, and I'm going to guarantee it, a lower rate.
You can fill out an easy application right on your phone or computer, or you can stop by any UCCU branch.
Go to UCCU.com. UCCU. You're going to love where you bank.
The world premiere of 1820 the Musical is August 6th. Michael McLean endorses it highly with, "Wow, when can I buy tickets?" The answer, now. Call Covey Center for the Arts today.
Did you happen to choose Service Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, Electrical, or Drain Cleaning as your profession? If you have 5 or more years experience in one or more of these trades, and if you're a friendly, caring, kind person with great communication skills, you are drug-free, can pass a criminal background check, and desire to improve yourself with a fast-growing, world-class, industry-leading company, if you meet all these qualifications and would like to work for what we affectionately call the best company in the world, bless our heart, then call Whipple Service Champions at 444-FAST. We hire and train the best technicians in the industry. If you feel qualified, call 444-FAST. For more information, visit WhippleServiceChampions.com. Are you paid what you deserve with benefits? Do you receive ongoing professional training, advancement opportunities, and resources for your personal growth? If not, then join the winning team at Whipple Service Champions. To find your career and what makes us different, call 444-FAST. I'm excited about your future.
Whipple, it come, plumbing troubles all gone.
We're watching Utah's Money. After a year of binging Netflix and eating that pint of ice cream alone, people are ready to get back out there. Google searches for dating have reached a 5-year high as of last week. KSL drives, you can now avoid standing close to a sweaty person on an overcrowded train. CNBC reports Google Maps is rolling out a crowd indicator to let public transit users know how many people will be on the train before they get on. Wall Street today, the Dow was up 286 points, the S&P gained 35, and the NASDAQ was up 133 points. KSL News Time, 4:56.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.